shit.
Yeah, I thought you did too.
What?
Back on the weekday beers.
Yeah, it's. I was going to open up with saying, how many episodes in a row do you reckon it's been without one now? Probably three or four.
It's been a couple.
It's been a few.
Yeah.
Because I was on my way here and I was going to, because I had the new routine of swinging by that deli and seeing old mate.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And getting a monster instead.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe just for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Sort of, yeah, mix it up a bit.
Oh, you can treat yourself, dude.
Yeah, I treat myself here and there. Yeah. I'm a bit ashamed with the fucking fact, though.
Oh, really?
The only person to ever host the Oscars without a rehearsal was Paul Hogan.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shit. Usually they've got like a fact about an Aussie or when an Aussie broke this record or...
like it actually hits home.
Yeah, and it's like, fuck, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whereas that, it's like, okay.
Sick, dude. Oh, fucking well. Step up your game, VB.
They're running out.
Yeah. Well, that would have to be.
They're running out.
VB's been gone for what?
Like 1857 or something?
I was going to say, like over 100 it's years.
It's been fucking, well, they're the first Australian beer, I think.
Mm.
I believe.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
Pretty iconic.
It's very iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know a VB when you see one.
Oh, yeah. Those low-carb ones are alright.
I don't know if I've had them.
They only came out recently.
Right.
But, because you know how most beers, they'll do a low-carb one in a mid-strength? These are just full strength.
Yeah, right.
But
that's nice.
Less carbs.
Yeah.
So they taste the exact same. It's just...
they get you fucked up as well.
Yeah, well, yeah. But like a little less bloated as well, which is always nice.
Nice when you're on the beers.
Yeah. God, you know what it's like, mate.
Yeah, mate. We're pretty fucking blokey. Drinking beers.
Pretty blokey. Fuck,
fuck that spirit shit.
Do you remember when we... oh, we'd been hanging out for a while.
Mm.
But when we had our regular fucking Thursday, I'd come round and we'd have a few beers.
Yeah.
And when we first started doing it, we'd literally have like one or two beers each and be like, fuck, what's wrong with us? Because we'd been drinking for like a few years.
Yeah.
It was when we were 20.
But we'd be like half cut. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we'd be like half cut after a couple.
Yeah.
That was all we needed.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because we like had never drunk before or were just starting to drink.
Yeah.
It was a phase.
I think we were just keeping it cool as well.
Yeah,
like,
true.
We weren't really sitting there drinking to get fucked up.
Yeah, true.
Like, we're just sitting there to
have a few quiet beers.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was pretty much where the podcast was getting formed.
Yeah, that's where it originated.
We did that for a while.
Well, yeah, we'd just kick back, like, once a day, every week.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe more than that. But we'll try lock it in for once a day. I mean, once a week.
Yeah. We try lock it in for the Thursday.
Yeah. We'd just kick back.
Have a couple.
Yeah.
And then every now and then we'd sneak off to the pub after a couple.
Yeah. Well, then we started going to the Carlisle.
Yeah.
And then it just turned into us wanting to see Skimpies.
Yeah, true. Yeah, it did.
Going to the Red Cliff. Because the Carlisle had Skimpies on one night.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. And then and she finished and we were like, fuck, where else has Skimpies?
And I was like, I know.
Yeah, and we went to the Red Cliff.
You know that pub that has a fucking sign out the front? Skimpies all the time.
I was like, yeah, yeah. I know that one.
Yeah.
I was scared going to the Red Cliff that first time. Because I'd never been before.
Yeah.
It was pretty fucking dodgy looking from the outside.
Yeah.
But then you get in there and it's super chill.
Yeah. Well, I think I was pretty drunk when we got there the first time. I'm not going to lie.
Mm.
Like, yeah, my receptors were off a bit.
Nah, so was I, actually.
Yeah, I can't even remember being scared.
We had a bunch here.
Yeah.
Then went to the Carlisle, would have had a few there.
Yeah.
And then went to the Red Cliff and had a lot. Yeah. Then weren't we drinking those fucking like bubblegum cocktails or something?
No, the
shots.
Yeah, that Skimpy was making us the fucking bubblegum shots.
And she wasn't charging us for them.
Yeah.
Remember?
She just gave them to us.
Yeah. Like, and then
2.5 shots each.
Yeah. Or, yeah, that was a rough night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, rough morning. Because I think at the time, it was the job before my one now. And I'd like just recently started it.
Yeah,
right. And I was like, yeah, I can't take a day off.
Yeah.
And rolled into work, like stumbled out my car when I got there. Had to go tack-yack in the toilet wherever we were.
Shit.
Yeah, it was rough.
Fuck, that is brutal.
Yeah. It was fun, though.
I remember that night, because obviously your name's Will, and the 2IC has the same name.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was waiting at the Uber for you, and fucking, I went to call you. Accidentally called the 2IC.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, he's Pommy.
Yeah.
So he answers it in a Pommy accent. I'm like, what the fuck? Who's this? He's like, Will, mate, you called me. It's like 11 o'clock at night too.
Yeah.
So he would have been asleep.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck are you doing? I was like, man, I'm on one right now. He's like, I don't care what you do as long as you show up to work in the morning.
Yeah.
It's you're chill. Fine.
Yeah, it's always, yeah. Yeah, fuck, I remember. I think we fucking talked about that not long ago. Yeah, he would have been like, what the fuck is this cunt doing?
Because then we stopped at BP on the way home.
Oh, that's where that and video.
We went in there.
The next Travis Scott.
Yeah. Bro, we were just, like, I don't remember anything in there.
Neither, until I saw that video on your story.
Yeah.
The next morning, I was like, when the fuck were we in a fucking BP, cunt?
Me neither, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you put it, like, they had noodles in there or some shit. I was just, like, waving a noodle like it was my dick. something like that.
Like a pool noodle or something. Yeah. And then I was chatting up the fucking, or not chatting him up, hyping him up.
Calling him the next Travis Scott.
Yeah.
Doesn't look anything like him.
Nah. And then in the video, because you like hold the camera up when I say it, and the guy just like fucking waves his hand and walks away.
So he's shaking his head.
Yeah. He's like, these fucking guys.
Wasn't happy, eh?
Nah, he wasn't. No, that was a good night.
Yeah.
But that was definitely the biggest one we ever had on a Thursday night.
Yeah, I'd say so. That was pretty large.
We probably had a couple here where we just like got super pissed here.
Yeah.
And just chilled here for the night.
Yeah. There was a few.
There was a couple.
Because it, like, obviously we started off at that, having a couple quiets. Then it, you know, just progressively got a few more beers,
And it was like, yeah. It was like throughout the week I'd look forward to it.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
And I'd hit you up. Hey, mate, what you doing this arvo?
And we'll pretty much do a fucking podcast.
Oh, yeah.
While we're sitting out here.
Oh, yeah.
Like a 2 or 3 hour podcast.
Yeah, because we'd fucking hang out for ages as well.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I'd just come around and then fucking shoot off.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd actually like kick back.
And just talk shit the whole time.
So good.
I'll tell you random music facts.
Yeah. And I fuck knows what I'd talk about. Probably the same shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably dick suck Led Zeppelin the whole time or something.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, I don't know if I was really listening to Led. Oh, no, I was.
Yeah, you definitely
were. Yeah, I definitely was. Yeah. What am I thinking?
What are you thinking? Oh,
I sent you that thing. I saw the Black Sabbath fucking tour poster.
Yeah.
And because they wrote it out like it was happening. Yeah. It was like Perth, 4th of May. I was like, that's like Friday.
Yeah.
I was like rushing around on their website trying to find tickets and stuff. Then went back to it and saw like hashtag throwback Thursday. I was like, oh. Saw it was from like 2012. Which I was still like as if. I guess 2012 was 12 years ago now.
Yeah, a long time ago.
But even still, they would have been old as fuck then. Well, they started like mid-60s.
Like yeah, 60s. I was going to say they're like 70s, eh? That's when they were like prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their first album, though, is like 67 or something, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, true.
Like the early, early days.
Yeah, fuck. They're old.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Fuck, that Ozzy Osbourne's
getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah, yeah, I did say something about that.
Which is fucking took a while.
Hmm.
Took a long time.
Surely, I feel like must they do take a long time with that sort of shit.
Or there must be a certain time frame you have to be retired for before you get put in there, maybe.
Maybe, but I feel like people have been put in there like while they're still going.
A performer, yeah.
Like,
yeah, true.
I don't know, it's weird. I feel like just for some people it takes ages.
Takes a while.
Yeah. For an unknown reason.
Who knows? Who knows why it works like that?
Political.
Could be political, yeah.
Mm. That's what I put my money on.
Yeah, I'd put my money on that too.
Yeah.
But no, I was pretty happy to see he was getting in there.
Yeah. Oh, he'd be stoked.
He's a J.
Yeah.
Oh, he probably doesn't even realise. He's fucked now.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen, like, interviews of him? I've seen one from, like, last year or early this year.
Mm.
And because he's had cerebral palsy for, like, 20 years now or something.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, he can't talk or...
Cooked out, dude.
All he does is sit in his office and draw gun targets and then go outside and shoot them with his airsoft gun.
That's fucking dope, though.
It's pretty cool.
I would love to do that.
He, like, draws them with, like, highlighter crayons and shit.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's fucking funny. And then just goes out the front or in his backyard and, yeah, shoots his airsoft gun at him. He's got a good fucking shot on him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if that's all he does all day, I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he still tries to make music. I don't know what it'd sound like, but not good.
Maybe just go, yeah, instrumental only.
No, yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
I think he just, like, tries to produce songs or something.
Yeah, right.
Or he just goes in there and listens to music, fucking wigs on acid.
Yeah.
He definitely still takes acid.
Yeah.
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 He's probably like, oh, I'm fucked anyway.
Why not?
Yeah.
See what happens.
Good on him.
Dude, those airsoft guns are fucking cool, eh?
Mm.
When I was small, I wanted to buy a whole bunch of them from America and, like, get them sent
over. Ship them over.
So I was like, I was watching videos online, like, yeah, just dudes doing airsoft fights. I'm like, fuck yeah.
It looks sick,
that looks dope. The guns look real.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, because remember I bought that BB gun in America?
Yeah.
Kind of like an airsoft gun.
Mm.
That was so much fucking fun.
BB guns are cool.
Like, every morning I'd go out with my coffee and my cig, sit on the front porch, and we had, like, our empty beer cans just, like, set around the backyard.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Just sit there, have a coffee and a cig in the morning, fucking bop, bop, bop.
Yeah, bro.
And then at night there was a bunch of times where we'd, yeah, just get pissed out the front and just... shoot the fucking BB guns at the cans.
Yeah, dude.
So much fun.
BB guns are the shit.
So good, bro.
One of my friends in primary school had one.
True.
And yeah, we'll just go to fucking his joint, shoot it at cans.
So fun.
I had the time of my life, dude.
It's relaxing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soothes the soul.
It does. And it feels good when you get a real long shot as well.
Oh, yeah.
Here it's pierced the you can.
Just, ding. Yeah.
Like, oh, I got it.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Good times.
Indeed, my friend. I already know.
You know what I'm going to say.
I've got something to show you.
It's going to be barking, isn't it?
Fuck.
I guessed it today. I was thinking about the message. I was like, it's going to be fucking...
Go ahead, bark.
Gallo! Gallo!
Because I was trying to find a good one of just the team barking.
Mm.
I was like, no, I'll do the fucking reporter, dude.
He does a fucking good bark as well.
Well, that's what I thought. Like,
he's been waiting for that moment.
Oh, yeah. He's been wanting to bark with them all season.
Oh, yeah.
But
did you see the video of, I think it was game 3, and the TNT reporter's trying to interview him and they all ditch her and go to fucking Gallo?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I looked at the comments for that because I was like, fuck. Seems a bit, how you going? Everyone's like, TNT hasn't shown him any love all year.
Yeah.
So they're like, fuck that. We're just going to roll with our home crew. Yeah.
We'll roll with Gallo.
I'm like, that's dope. I respect that.
I'm pretty sure they went back over to TNT after.
Oh, they probably would have.
Yeah. Well, the chick, like, followed them and was like, yeah, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah.
Gallo! Yeah. Shooter. Oh, I love them.
They're fun.
They're so fun.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Congratulations.
Youngest team in history
to
win a playoff series.
Swept them.
Pretty solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You done well, my friend.
I remember when we won the first game and like all the OKC fan accounts were posting like, get the brooms ready. I was like, bro, we won by 2 points.
Yeah.
And it was neck and neck the whole game.
Close game.
Yeah. And then we blew them out game 2 and 3. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Maybe we do got it. Yeah. But then I was pretty scared today again.
Really?
Oh, there was like fucking 21 late changes or something.
Really?
It was the same as game one. It was neck and neck the entire time
until
the last like 5 minutes.
Gotcha.
Because I checked.
Because they won by a bit, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like over 10?
It might have been 10 points exactly or like 9 points.
Yeah, right.
Something like that. But because I checked when there was like 4 minutes left and we were only up by one. And before that I checked and we were down by two.
Yeah.
And then I checked again like 2 minutes later and we'd gone on a run and we're up by like 10.
Yeah, right.
And it was like 20 seconds left.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, all goods. I'm pretty sure it was Giddy in the fourth.
They're cooked.
Yeah, banged in like three hell quick threes.
Trey.
Same as J-Dub.
Yeah.
J-Dub was banging them in. And then Shea was just doing normal things.
Doing Shea things.
Yeah, just getting buckets.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Chet played well?
Didn't
really shoot it.
Didn't seem like it.
I feel like he has games.
Rebounding.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't get any blocks though.
Yeah, right.
He always does that because game three, he had like 4 blocks. And he's done it during the regular season. He'll have like a 7 or 8 block game. And then the next game, just not have any.
Yeah.
And it's like, I doubt he's not trying to block. Like he'd be going for it.
Yeah.
And he's just not getting them.
Just not falling his way that night.
I don't know. A lot of the time with him, he more just altercates the shot.
Yeah.
Like he just jumps up. He won't block it, but he will like make them change. They're fucking...
Like, they'll pass out of it or...
Yeah, so most of the time he is stopping a shot. He's just not getting the actual physical block.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Which is still what you want, but then...
For the stats.
Yeah, it's not good for my multis.
Yeah. Anyway. I stopped putting blocks and shit in because of that.
I need to, because most of the time it's always blocks and steals that get me.
Yeah. Because I'm like, you can predict it, but you also can't. Like it.
Yeah.
Because too many times where there's zero.
And then if the blocks and steals legs do come in, the leg that fails will be someone missing whatever I had them for by like 1 or 2 points.
Shea for 25 plus and he has 24 or something
literally.
Like that. Like,
yeah. Yeah. He actually had a pretty quiet scoring this series.
Yeah, he didn't really.
He only had 30 plus in one game.
Yeah. I guess they would be defending him like hard.
I'm fucking pissed that I didn't actually get to watch any of the games.
Yeah, that does.
Because I wanted to watch the one on Sunday and then I woke up and it was already fucking over.
Yeah.
And I woke up early as well.
Yeah. But
damn.
That hurts.
Because I can only really watch a full game on the weekend.
Yeah.
Can't really.
And then you work that Thursday. Otherwise, you would have been able
to
watch
it. Yeah, I could have watched it on that Thursday. Well, because I thought I was going to go home early that Thursday as well. I was like, oh, fuck yeah, I'll be able to at least catch maybe like a bit of the second quarter and then the whole second half.
Yeah.
And then just ended up working a full day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well.
Oh, maybe it's a good omen.
Maybe.
They keep winning when you don't watch.
Oh, don't do that.
Dude, the Celtics keep doing that to me.
What, when you don't watch, they win?
Because Thursday was the only day I could watch it.
And that was when they...
That was when they lost. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And then they've won every single other game.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able... Like, I've been able to listen to them.
Yeah.
Like, game 3 and 4, I listened to them both at work.
Oh, on the radio thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But I haven't been able to watch it.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Maybe it is an omen.
Yeah. I think it is. I'm still going to watch my boys.
Yeah, you got to. It's hard not to.
My cutie, D-White.
I'm hoping this fucking Clippers and Dallas series goes to 7.
Yeah, that's good for years.
Boys get a good rest.
Yeah.
They're already going to get a good rest anyway.
Well, it's going to six minimum.
It's going to six, yeah. So. And Denver and Minnesota is already set, so they'll be playing in probably like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, as soon as... Oh, Denver won today.
Yeah, as soon as the bracket gets set, they like get on with it pretty quick.
Yeah, true. They don't wait for the other teams. Nah. That's handy.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Well, do they wait? Nah, they wouldn't. Because if the bracket's set, there's no point in waiting.
Yeah, I'm honestly not sure how it works.
Fuck knows. Well, because then that was like Denver last year, because they blew out fucking Lakers.
Mm.
And then the Boston and Miami series went to 7 games, so Denver had like a massive break before the finals started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was handy for them. Would have been.
It would have been.
Shit.
Yeah.
For either team, Celtics or Heat.
Yeah.
Even if we
Denver
made it.
Denver don't seem as good this year.
Oh, I don't know.
Or.
They got most of their like players from last year.
Yeah, it's the exact same team.
Yeah. Like,
and like they're all
Bruce Brown or something like that.
Yeah. And they're all in their prime.
Yeah.
Like from Jokic to fucking Porter.
Murray.
Oh, Murray's a beast.
Yeah.
See him post a LeBron today?
Did he?
Yeah.
True. I didn't see it.
Nasty poster.
Damn.
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
See, D. White had 2 posters.
I saw one of them, yeah. I did see one of them. I didn't see the other. Did he have like
30 in a row, cunt?
Oh, really?
Back-to-back possessions.
Like, that's pretty nice.
Because I had it on radio. And, like, I just had the game playing just normal commentary because I wanted to have the, like, usual commentators when you watch it.
Yeah.
So they weren't really commentating it like it was radio.
Yeah, okay.
So when something would happen, they'll just be like, yeah, fucking yelling and shit.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they yelled, and they're like, D-White, get up. And then, you know, some shit happened.
Yeah.
And they're like, again, 2 in a row, D-White.
Fuck, yeah. I seen the two-handed one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were both two-handed.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, over Bam. Nice. Yeah.
Fuck Bam.
Yeah, fuck Bam.
I actually don't mind him, to be honest, but fuck him.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, just fuck the Heat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck the Heat.
Fucking dogs.
Sorry, I cut you off there to tell you about D. White.
It's all right. I can't remember what I was talking about. Oh, Jamal.
Yeah. His poster.
Yeah. So happy LeBron's out of the playoffs already.
Did you see they asked him if it was his last game? He's like, I'm not going to answer that.
Surely he... I mean,
doesn't he have to request a trade to move?
I think so. Yeah.
Like, what team's going to fucking trade for him?
Because he signed an extension.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shit. Because literally just because of his name.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, he is still playing fucking crazy good basketball.
Like,
but he's
the only way I see it working is if he goes to a, like making sense, is if he goes to a championship contender or like a team that needs an extra guy.
Yeah.
Like fucking, I don't know, the Knicks or something.
I feel like because it's LeBron and how good he's playing for his age, he's going to want to end his career winning a fucking championship.
Yeah.
And to do that, he's going to have to join a team that's already a contender.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Lakers could be a contender team.
It's just like, the team around them.
It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, they've got all the right people, to be honest, but they just can't do it. It's probably just because everyone's fucking figured them out.
Yeah, I reckon half of it's to do with the lights that shine on you in LA. Like,
yeah,
half the shit you see on Instagram is shit about the Lakers. Like, no matter who it is,
literally,
LeBron or fucking Austin Reeves. Or
yeah.
Like, whoever.
Literally. Like, Bleacher Report loves boasting about the Lakers.
Yeah. Like, everyone loves to hear and talk about the Lakers.
Yeah.
So well, I feel like that would play on your mind a lot.
Such a franchise team, you know.
Massive franchise.
Like, it's
dude.
Just the name.
Yeah.
Like, it's like...
And Los Angeles and
yeah, like,
all that.
even if people didn't follow basketball or know NBA, they'd know who the Lakers are.
Yeah.
And who Kobe Bryant is.
Yeah.
And then they've got LeBron. And the first thing non-basketball fans think about when they hear basketball is LeBron James.
LeBron James.
LeBron James. So, I mean, it makes sense. Mm. But fuck them.
Fuck.
I was going to say it.
I was about to follow you too.
Dude, don't get peer pressured into silly little things.
Mm. Thanks, mate.
It's all right, mate. I was thinking about your album on the way here.
Yeah.
And I told you on Sunday, I liked it.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Enjoyed it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
No, it was nice.
Yeah.
I just, anything Alchemist produced, I fucking love.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it's just...
He's a man,
it's my,
dude.
It's just my my type of fucking beat for hip-hop as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I do love the real, like drummy and bassy sort of beats.
Mm.
Like, the real hype stuff.
Mm.
But then the chill stuff is just...
So much better,
with
dude.
The right voice behind it as well.
Like...
Which is what... This album was, what's it called? Chinese fucking something?
The Price of Tea in China.
Price of Tea in China, yeah.
Wacky name, eh?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, but I like it. And the album cover art's pretty cool as well.
Fucking dope.
Yeah.
Well, like a lot of people...
Sorry.
A lot of people, like, say... Because you know how Alchemist is so, like you said, chill...
Mm.
Mellow. And then Boldy, he's almost like real dark.
He's pretty dark.
So like, and then Alchemist almost bubbly. Like not bubbly, but like,
yeah,
uplifting in a way.
So Alchemist could also make some pretty...
He'd make some fucking
beats.
Dirty shit.
Yeah.
But like their chemistry together is so good.
Mm.
Like for that reason, because he brings that like more, you know.
It's kind of the same as Alchemist with Earl.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, big time.
Because Earl's pretty dark.
Mm.
Like, even when he has, like, a bubbly sort of bar, it's just his tone of voice that he says it in.
Yeah.
Or it'll be, like, something bubbly and then he'll follow it up with something really fucked up. And it's like, ooh.
Yeah. And, like,
yeah,
same as Earl, like, and Boldy, they're, like, kind of slow and, like, deep voice.
Yeah. And actually, like...
Methodical almost.
Yeah, like very pronounced in their words as well.
Yeah.
Like the complete opposite to a mumble rapper.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which is, yeah, I love it. But I listened to it literally the day after we recorded, when usually I'll wait until a few days before we record to listen.
Yeah.
So that I actually have it like fresh in my memory.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to go back to listen to it and I fucking, yeah, didn't get around to it.
That's right, mate.
So I'm going to have to get back around.
Yeah.
And listen again.
It's getting a re-listen.
And I listened to that other Alchemist album.
Oh, the new one.
Yeah, Heads You Win, Tails You Lose or whatever.
Heads I Heads, Win, yeah. Tails You Lose.
Yeah, that was pretty nice.
Yeah.
But same thing. I listened to them both on the same night.
Mm.
So then now I'm like, fuck. I almost can't tell the difference between both of them. Not that they're similar.
Yeah.
But there's just certain parts where I'm like, oh, was that one or that one?
Yeah.
But no, they're both fucking good.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, I do enjoy both of them.
Yeah, there was one song on fucking... I actually liked it because I wanted to bring it up because it was like the first time in the album the beat kind of changed.
Yeah,
and was like a different sort of vibe. Yeah, this one, Slow Roll.
Slow Roll, bro. You know the post I made on Instagram with you and me at Garbage.
Yeah, was that the song?
Yeah.
Ah, True Zoo.
Yeah.
True Zoo.
Came on at work. I was like, oh, this intro is so dope.
Yeah, it's the intro.
Mm.
Or even just the whole song, really.
Like, do, 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 do.
Oh, your phone might be connected.
Yeah.
I'll just play it through.
Can you unconnect my phone? This is so legit.
It's nice.
Yeah, dude.
I like it.
I really like it.
I won't play too much of it just in case.
Mm.
You know, because of our huge following, we could get copyrighted.
Yeah, we don't want that.
Not me, not my mates.
Not my mates.
Is this still my first cig?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
I haven't seen you roll too.
Neither. That's what I was just thinking. I was like, I feel like I've just been sitting here lighting it but not sucking on it. Yeah, not a bad thing.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting rid of it one way or another.
You naughty. Fuck me, quick subject change before we continue on with this segment.
Yeah.
One of the boys at work, he reckons he had a health scare with vaping.
Right.
He was telling me about all it was he was starting to get a tight chest at night when he was going to sleep. And he's been vaping for like 2 years or something. But then I thought about it, I was like, yeah, this cunt, like the thing might as well have been attached to his mouth.
Yeah, right.
Like.
All the time.
All the time. Yeah. And like, we're not allowed to smoke in the workshop, obviously. Or even vape.
Yeah.
Even though heaps of people are like, oh, I don't even care about the smell. They're like, it's all right. It's like, yeah, well, management has asked you not to, so.
Yeah.
You know.
It better not.
Like, I do kind of get it, though. Like, it's literally lolly air. It doesn't smell bad, but then, you know, if a client comes in and sees fucking vape clouds everywhere, they're going to kind of go,
what's going on here?
Yeah, what's this?
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, he'd literally be like just walking around smoking his vape all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Like, it was fucking bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's gotten off the vapes and he was like, oh, when he first said, he was like, oh, I might just actually, get on the fucking darts just so I like still have that nicotine and I'm not just going cold turkey. And he's like, oh, and I can't roll, so it's not like I'm gonna be smoking all the time. And then literally straight away,
yeah,
bought a pouch. And I reckon the first day, because he was getting me to roll, and I didn't really give a fuck, I was kind of like, yeah, whatever, because that was when I was, well, because I was still, well, I haven't these past few days, but leave my pouch at home. So I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll roll for him. At least I get the feeling of fucking rolling a cig, you know, kind of nice. And now he's taught himself how to roll. It's been like a week and a half.
Yeah.
And he's just chuffing fucking darts all the time.
Really?
Yeah, and I've been giving him shit for it. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get on the darts to help me quit fucking vaping. I'm only going to smoke 2 darts a day. I'm going to leave my darts at work.
Yeah.
Cunt goes through a pouch in literally less time than what we were.
Fuck.
Yeah. Like, and I don't know if it's because of the way he's rolling or...
Well, he probably rolls some hell fat.
For starters. I was looking at one the Sava and I was like, that's pretty skinny. But then, like, oh, he just completely is doing the opposite of what he said to quit.
Just ramping it up on the cigs.
Yeah, I was like... And he's never been a smoker before.
Right.
Either.
Fuck.
Just all of us... Well, now it goes back to what we've said, how addictive nicotine is.
Well, yeah.
But to go from something that tastes so delicious, like a vape.
To the bogeys.
To the bogeys. And like just being straight up addicted. I'm like, fuck, this cunt does have a problem. He's like, yeah, it was just because I was having the health stuff with the vapes. I was like, bro.
You're going to have health stuff with
bro,
the
bro, you're going to have more than fucking health stuff if you keep going like this.
Yeah.
But at least he's not on the vape still as well and doing both.
Well, yeah, but.
But then it's also like, you know. You kind of just...
Brother needs to chill.
You're replacing poison with poison.
Yeah.
That's like not the saying, but...
Yeah. You're fighting fire with fire.
Hey, that's the one.
Yeah.
You know me, my old man, mate. We just make our own sayings.
Yeah.
Touches the spot.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, that just made me think of that while I was doing that.
That's all right. Bloody...
Yeah. Because it kind of pissed me off the other day.
Yeah.
Because he's like, just started smoking. He'll have one first thing in the morning and be like, oh, how good is that first dart in the morning? Or like, he won't have one for a few hours. Yeah, or he won't have one for a few hours and be like, oh, yeah, just so good. Like, he's not doing it like to rile me up.
Yeah.
But he's just like all of a sudden so in love. Yeah. And he always says it. And I'm always just like, yeah, I fucking know. I know how good a durry in the morning tastes.
Yeah.
Like, he's just being fucking gay about it, pretty much. It's like, all right, mate, like, do you realize how long cigarettes have been around for?
Well, it's like when you're young and you fucking, I'm still in, eh?
Yeah, you're in.
Yeah. That's what she said. Yeah, it's like when you're young and you just find out about this new thing and you're like just raving about it, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, I still do that a bit, but.
Yeah, but we're still kind of kids.
Yeah.
In a way. This dude's like 29.
True.
20s, yeah, around that.
Mm-hmm.
Like late 20s.
Right.
Oh, yeah, just how good is a fucking cigarette? And he calls them nummeries. So, oh, I reckon it's time for a nummery.
Yeah, I used to do that, I can't lie.
Oh, I've called them nummeries before.
Yeah.
But it's just, oh, I just find it funny.
Nummery.
It's like, you've never were a smoker before, and now just all of a sudden you're like, oh, yeah, this is the fucking coolest thing.
Yeah.
And he said to me, he was like, oh, now that I smoke cigs, I'll have to start coming to the raves with you, Will. I was like, brother, I don't smoke cigs because I want to go to fucking raves. They have no relation to each other at all. He was like, doing this. I was like, who is this guy? He is a good bloke, though. I get along with him.
He's like, shit, like, cigs, I can come to the raves.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck, cunt?
I was like, fuck yeah, dude, you're allowed now.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. They don't even check IDs. They just check you got a pouch.
Yeah. No cigs, no entry.
No.
Fuck. It's like at work today. We're watching the Lakers-Denver game.
Mm.
And one of the boys, he's young. And he goes for Lakers. And we're sitting there watching it. He's like, LeBron goes for like a layup or some shit.
Mm.
It's like, oh, go LeBron, talk to me nicely.
Talk to me nicely. Oh, God.
It was I pierced myself, dude, just the way he said it.
Oh, it's fucking
oh,
good.
LeBron, go talk to me talk to me nicely.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh, bro.
That's crabs.
But
your how movie, young is he?
Like, fuck, 18, oh, probably.
Yeah. Pretty young.
Yeah. Yeah, it is young.
Mm.
I'm like 4 years older saying that.
Yeah. I still think I'm 18 sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a bit past that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see a green people at a drive past and you're like, oh. And you're like, oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm not 18 anymore.
Yeah. I cut that out a while ago. But for a while there, yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, oh.
Well, yeah. I think when I was like 20 or 21. Nah, 21. Maybe 20. I asked my mate, I was like, fuck, do you reckon it's like still okay to like have a look in a green pea platter's car?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I don't know. That's a fine line you're walking. Because they could be on their greens in year 12.
At school. Yeah, they could be, yeah.
Yeah, because you have to be 17. Some people
get them like midway through year 11.
Yeah.
And you're only on your red peas for 6 months, eh?
Yeah.
6 months or 3 months?
6 months.
6 months, and then you're on your green peas for a year?
Year and a half. So it's 2 years.
Yeah, 2 years total. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
But then the only difference is you don't have curfew when you're on green peas, eh?
Yeah.
You can drive after 12 o'clock.
Green peas, you're basically on your full license.
Yeah.
You still can't have any alcohol. Zero.
Yeah. And you still only have like 6 demerit points or something.
Yeah.
I don't think you get your full demerits.
Yeah, until you're...
Ooh, I get some demerit points back this month.
Yeah, I've never figured out when that happens.
If you go on your DOT account, you can see it.
Right.
And it gives you like a date of when they go back into your account or get taken away from your account.
You've been losing a couple, mate.
Yeah, I only had 3 left or something.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I got a warning in the mail like a few months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Oh.
Hang on, let me turn this light on.
Because you know how with demerits, you don't actually lose them, you accrue them?
Yeah.
Like, they add up. So, yeah, well, I just accrued 9 demerits, so I had 3 left.
Yeah, but you're like a pretty safe driver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, 2 of them were red lights, so that's 6.
Oh, busting a few red lights, we do.
Was it only 1 red light that I ran? I think it was two, and they were in the space of like a few months of each other.
Right.
As well. This didn't all happen like straight away.
Yeah.
Like, no. This is from getting my P's to now.
Yeah.
So 5 years.
Mm.
Yeah. So it's not that bad.
Nah, it's all right.
But yeah, I think it was literally just one or two red lights. And then all the other ones were from just going over that like 10 kilometer over thing.
Right.
Where it's like 2 kilometers over that. So instead of $100 and no demerits, it's 202 demerits.
Yeah.
No, I got a couple of them.
Right.
And then, yeah.
True.
And then got the warning in the mail. I was like, oh.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Fuck, I've only ever had one speeding fine, eh?
Really?
Yeah.
Can't. I've had so many.
Like
I don't.
Ever.
I couldn't even tell you how many of the $100 ones I've had.
Yeah, right.
For going like, whatever it is, like 6 kilometers over or something.
4 to like 9, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Fucking, I got a fine for going too slow.
And that's your only one?
Nah, well, I got a fine, one speeding fine, which was like in that 4 to 9
yeah.
range. I'm pretty sure it's literally only 6 k's over or something.
Yeah.
I was down south. And I was in the right lane, and it was 100, but it was going to 80, and I had to turn right up the road anyway. So I was like, all right, chill. I'll hang out in the right lane. And I was slowing up for the 80, and there was a cop behind me. And then, like, I see him put his lights on. I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. Fucking pulled over. Like, I kind of shat myself, so I'd like,
because
I thought he was going past me. I was like, man, I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah, pulled over, like, hell quick to try and let him through.
Yeah.
And then he, like, follows me.
Yeah, I'm right.
Like, fuck, what?
What have I done?
Comes over, he's like, this is not the best place to park, mate. Like, shit, sorry, I didn't know you were pulling me over.
Yeah, fuck
I was just trying to get out your road.
Yeah.
He's like, all right, drive up here, go to servo. He's like, yep, you're going too slow in the right lane.
Fucking hell, yeah, right.
Yeah, so he must have just been in a rush. Or
yeah, maybe he was angry.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah.
And you got a fine.
Yeah, I got a $50 fine, dude.
That's so pointless.
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
No shit.
Yeah, that would piss me off.
I was like, man, fuck you.
Really? I was going too slow and you're going to fine me only $50.
Yeah.
Like, that's, oh.
Not well, it's even a worth lot your for time. Going
too slow. But yeah, that's what I mean. Like, is that really worth pulling someone over to get $50?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking
it's going to be
stupid.
Out of your way in a kilometer.
Yeah, literally. Like, oh, yeah, that ticked me off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no. Oh, actually, April's over tomorrow, so I'd have a few demerits back.
Yeah, nice, mate.
Because a lot of them were like in close. A row. Yeah. So it's like I kind of get most of them back around the same time, which is chill.
Well, now you can bust a few more red lights.
Nah.
Nah?
I've been good. Since I got that warning in the mail, I haven't gotten any speeding fines or anything.
Yeah, true. Yeah. You have cruise control?
Yeah, I do.
Use it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
I love cruise control.
So chill.
Yeah.
Remember when I didn't know about it?
He has to get taught how to use it in his own car that he's had.
Oh, my days.
Oh, my days.
Fucking ridiculous.
Fuck, I almost forgot to watch your movie, eh? Like, I was very close. Got to 7 o'clock last night because I kept putting it off.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, watch it closer. Watch it closer to the time.
Yeah.
Because I had time too. But I was like, no, I'll watch it on Monday. Oh, or wait. Like on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I can, you know, be fresh in my mind. Mm-hmm. Got to like 7 o'clock last night.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, I still haven't watched that fucking movie. Well, I hope this thing isn't 3 hours long.
It's pretty long though, isn't it?
Yeah, it was 2 hours.
Oh, that's not too bad.
So I was like, all right, shit. Maybe shower up, fucking make sure I got lunch for tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sort myself out, 7:30, sat down, watched it. I was only going to watch half of it too.
Oh, that would have been naughty.
Yeah, and then be like, yo, forgot about it. I was like, it just got too good.
Yeah, fuck.
Like, I was sitting there watching it, and it got to like an hour 20. I was like, oh, I could flick it off. like, nah. Can't. Yeah, it's getting juicy. Yeah.
You got to watch it all at once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was, yeah, getting tired with like 45 minutes left. Mm. I was like, no, it's too good. I've frothed it, if you can't tell.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
I knew, knew you would.
Yeah. It's
fucking hell, sorry, mate.
You're right, mate. Looked like something bit ya.
It felt like it. Fuck, it looked like something bit ya. Fuck. Yeah, no, it's a classic.
Yeah, dude. It was so cool.
Yeah.
Like, fuck, where do I even start? Acting's dope, I thought.
Yeah, the acting's...
Because you thought on the first watch, didn't you?
Hey?
You thought the acting was mid on your first watch, didn't you?
I thought Brad Pitt's acting was mid on the first watch.
I could see that.
Yeah, there was
Morgan
was good.
Yeah, I thought he was...
Yeah, he was great.
Onto it.
No, it was more just fucking Mr. Pitt.
Yeah.
The first watch, there was just a couple of scenes where I was like,
Like trying a bit too hard.
Yeah,
almost.
Feels a bit, yeah.
Like forced in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, rewatching it, I was like, oh, no, it's pretty G.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I reckon
it's the character.
Yeah. That's what I reckon it was. Because, like, his character was trying really hard to be, like, the man.
Be the good cop.
Yeah.
The good detective.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's fucking good.
Oh, I loved it, bro.
Oh, it's in the fucking box.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's where that's from.
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about that already, didn't we? Maybe.
I don't remember that. But that scene was fucked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
No shit. Because he ends up killing the bad guy, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Because he's pissed off.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah. And Morgan's like, don't do it, bro.
Yeah.
He's like, you're going to get fucked.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Pop, 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 pop.
Fucks him up. I mean, I would.
Pretty smart by the bad dude, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's fucking clever.
Well, because, like you were saying, it makes no sense what he's doing at the start.
Yeah.
And then he like, saying.
And then he hands himself in
yeah.
as well. And it's like, this guy wanted to get caught.
Yeah.
But then it was all a distraction the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, when he's like, oh, I want to take them to where, you know, I've, like, got the bodies.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I thought them two were going to be, like, his last two people.
Yeah, and he was going to kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why they had, like, all the fucking choppers and stuff around.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, oh, bro, that's fucking obvious.
Yeah. But no, it's fucking...
Boom. Wife's head.
Yeah.
And then kill him.
Yeah. Like, yeah, because he's the last person.
Yeah,
that's what he wants.
I think the last one was Envy or
something like that. Yeah,
envied his fucking missus.
Yeah,
fuck.
It's fucking loopy.
Like when that all started unwinding, I was like, no, that's pretty fucking smart.
Mm. Yeah, nah. Yeah, now I'm gonna have to rewatch it. It's actually kind of slipping my memory now. It's been a while.
Well, it's just, like, it takes so many twists and turns and shit like that. Like, especially at the
start.
There's
a lot put into one movie in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially at the start when the murders are just...
Yeah, I remember it being, like, it's not a slow start. Like, it's pretty well straight into it.
Oh, yeah.
But then it's, like, the unravelling of what's going on is what the movie is.
Yeah.
Which is cool, because I know a lot of the murder mystery stuff... It's like the beginning is so fucking dragged out.
Yeah.
It's like almost an hour until the first murder happens.
Yeah.
Or the only murder. And then all the solving is like hell rushed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's, like,
it's like, why
the point is the solving.
Yeah, start it with the murder and then have it be a good fucking mystery the
yeah.
whole time. Because if you drag out the start, then you lose interest. And then... It almost becomes fucking more predictable.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, because you already know everything.
Mm.
Like, if you just start off with a fucking random ass murder.
Yeah. It's like
what?
And that kind of drags you in straight away as well.
Well, yeah. You're like, fuck, I want to know what's going on here.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I'm curious, George.
Yeah. I used to love that guy.
Yeah, same.
He was a man, dude.
Well, I'm glad you liked it, mate.
Yeah.
Still, my streak's still going.
Yeah, I actually really, really like that one.
Yeah, if I'm honest.
Like,
yeah, that's good.
Right up there.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
One of the more favourites.
Yeah, like, I got to go through and, like, see all the movies that you've sent me.
We should start actually making a list or go through and see what ones we've done.
End of year list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
At the end of the year, we'd,
yeah,
like, 52, well, probably not 52.
I'd be fucking close. I reckon we started doing this a while ago.
Yeah, but like, there'll be episodes where we miss out.
Yeah, yeah,
with guests and whatever
else.
Yeah,
true that, true that.
But yeah, like, however many we have.
Yeah.
Bang them in a list.
Fucking oath.
Fucking boom.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang.
Bang, bang. Boom, boom.
Bang, bang, baby.
Woo! Bing, bong! Yeah. All right, I need a piss.
Easy.
Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. You gotta bark, you gotta bark. Hold on, hold on. Gotta bark. Go ahead, bark. That's awesome. That just makes me happy.
Yeah.
Makes me a happy little.
Legit?
Legit, bro.
Yeah.
Makes me pretty happy.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm going to give you Fight Club this week.
Mm.
We talked about it last week, and it's, I've talked about giving it to you for fucking ages.
Yeah, it's,
I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, just and do it, dude.
Two Brad Pitt movies in a row.
Fuck yeah.
And his performance is much better in this one.
Yeah, true.
You are, you might even like this one more than Seven.
Yeah,
I'll be down for that. Because this is like a psychological thriller as well.
True.
Yeah.
Fuck, I did not know that. I thought it was just about fighting, eh?
Nah. No, well, like, obviously it's about fighting, like, parts of it.
Mm.
But it's like, yeah. And then there's a twist at the end. And it's like, what the fuck?
Dope. I do cool. like a good twist you at like the end, eh?
And it's Edward Norton. I don't know if you know Edward Norton.
No.
He's the racist dude in American History X. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, I have to chuck that in one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about fucking neo-Nazis.
True.
Pretty intense, that one, actually.
Yeah, it sounds it. Neo-Nazis, dude.
Yeah, and that, oh. That's one I've only been able to watch, like, a few times. And I've, like, gone to watch it a lot of times and been like, not tonight.
Not today.
Yeah.
Not today, sunshine.
I rewatched that pretty recently. And like, oh fuck, I've probably seen at least 5 times.
Fuck.
And even still, there's scenes where I have to like actually close my eyes, or like in full like.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Fuck.
It's pretty intense.
You're not selling this movie well, eh?
Oh no, it's really good. No, it is really good.
Yeah.
Like it's another fucking cult classic.
Yeah.
But yeah. You gotta be pretty prepared for it as well.
I appreciate the heads up.
Yeah. Bite the curb. Bite the curb. Yeah. You'll see.
I swear I've seen that fucking scene.
I've probably sent it to you, to be honest.
Yeah. Fuck biting the curb, eh?
I might have sent it to you the last time I watched it.
Maybe.
Actually. I feel like I videoed it and sent it to you guys because I was like, yeah, check this out.
Yeah.
And it's like black and white.
I just remember seeing that and the kid just goes and does it.
Oh, he's not a kid.
Oh, whatever it is.
Oh. Maybe. Yeah.
Nah, I
might recommend it one day.
Okay, mate.
Maybe. But yeah, no, Fight Club. Yeah.
Sounds good.
Classic.
I'm keen.
Yeah. That's it. It's so awesome.
It's so awesome.
It's such an awesome movie.
I'm keen, dude.
Like, and it's not like...
I'm legit keen.
Yeah, I believe you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not lying, dude.
You sure?
Yeah.
Is it super chill?
It's chill. Trust me.
Cool. Cool. But, yeah, it's not like a fucking hard watch or anything.
Yeah.
It's just good.
Yeah.
But it's like,
mm-hmm.
Kind of like Pulp Fiction sort of feeling.
Yeah.
Completely different story and like, genre to Pulp Fiction, but that sort of like, you know, there's some bits where it's like, oh shit, and then there's like somehow fucking funny bits, and then other bits where it's like, fuck, that's pretty fucking cool.
Like, good mix.
Yeah, yeah, it's got everything.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's sick.
Nah, I am keen.
Yeah. Yeah, cool, bro.
I am. I kind of want to keep the Alchemist train rolling, eh? And
go on.
Another Baldy album.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's only right. I gave you two Brad Pitt movies in a row.
Yeah, that's true. Because I was going to see what you thought of the last one.
People are going to think I'm fucking gay for Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
I'm not.
It's okay if you are, dude. Trust
me. I'm not.
It's all right.
I just think he's a really talented actor.
Yeah.
People think he's only famous because of his looks. I think it's because he's really good at what he does.
He looks all right, too.
He is pretty good looking.
He goes all right. Good looking rooster.
He's not bad looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm blushing. Fuck.
Yeah. You actually are, cunt.
Something stuck in my eye. Fuck off.
Is it hot in here? Is it just me?
Yeah. Take my jumper off. Fuck.
Yeah. I was going to see what you thought of this one.
Because
I reckon. Oh, I don't know, dude. They've got three albums together, Baldy and Alchemist.
I thought they had more.
They might have more.
Mm.
I know of three.
Yeah.
And, like, pretty hard to separate them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give you their second one together.
All right.
Bo Jackson is what it's called. Another cool. You might have. Search it up on your Spotify. You might have listened to it.
Sorry, I was just saying, read a message about how legit dinner was.
Fuck yeah.
Bo Jackson. No, I haven't actually seen this.
Oh, sweatshirt feature.
El Sweatshirt features on the other one as well, doesn't he? That you gave me last week?
I think he might.
Pretty sure he did. Let me see.
Can't 100% remember. I think he might.
Or I was listening to another Baldy song that Earl's in and maybe thought it was the same album. That's the one I've listened to from Baldy Jane, Super Tech My Bow.
That's the other one with the Alchemist.
Oh, I've listened to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's also fucking cool. Awesome.
I got so confused. I was like, fuck, he did the Indiana Jones soundtrack?
Yeah.
I was like, no, that.
As soon as I saw that album cover, I was like, Indiana Jones?
Yeah,
what?
that can't be real.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Fucking. I was thinking of the Freddie Gibbs song.
Mm.
Which was fucking cool.
Yeah.
That was a cool song.
Yeah, bro.
Oh.
Freddie Gibbs is on this album as well.
Ooh.
And his feature on this one's fucking slick.
Is it?
Tom Ford from the shirt to the paint.
Oh.
Yeah.
I love Freddie.
He's a baller, dude.
He is the man.
Like, probably one of my favorite rappers ever, if I'm honest.
He's pretty up there for me, I think.
Yeah. He's fucking just. Oh, dude. Everything about it, like his voice, he's got the voice.
The flow.
The flow is impeccable. The
flow is insane.
The bars are insane.
Yeah, he's pretty goated.
Like, his beat selection is insane.
Yeah.
Like.
He's the man.
He is the man. He's him.
Yeah, he is. He really is.
He is, dude. Yeah, he's legit.
He is fucking legit. It's crazy.
He's a legit dude.
I can't believe how legit he is. I accidentally just picked up on the legit thing there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. Which is legit lately.
Yeah, no, I'm keen.
Yeah.
Keen.
Yeah, no. Not much more I could say. Like, oh, there is one song, Third Person.
Mm.
The beat on that, man.
Crazy.
You know the 1985 guitar riff?
Yeah.
With Freddie Gibbs?
Yeah.
Like, almost better.
Really?
Almost. Like,
ooh.
The 1985 one's just more, like, it really hits.
Mm.
Whereas the Third Person one, it's a bit more complex. But, oh, fuck, it hits. It hits, like, I hits like the that. Soul, man.
Guitar beats always hit different.
Especially when Alchemist does it.
Ooh. Fuck, I'm pretty happy with that Alchemist Earl fucking vinyl I got.
I would be, man.
Sounds so fucking sweet.
I want to pick it up, eh?
And the poster that came with it is almost like a flash tattoo design sheet.
Came with a poster.
Oh, just a little one, like the vinyl size one.
Yeah, no, I think
I sent you a photo.
Yeah, I think you did.
And it's like one side of it has the lyrics and shit and has like a, well, to me, I looked at it and was like, that'd be a fucking cool tattoo.
Yeah.
And then flipped it over and it's like, yeah, they all look like tattoos. Yeah.
Should get one.
I was thinking about it.
Little Earl and Alchemist
That would be pretty cool. Yeah, that'd be pretty nice.
I'd fuck with that.
Yeah. But then some, like, a few of them, I was like, oh, like, I wouldn't get that.
Yeah.
Personally. But then there was I think it was five or six on the sheet. I think five. And it's, like, in the shape of, like, a dice.
Yeah.
Like a five when you roll a dice.
Yeah, right.
Like, two in the corner, one in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Two in the corner.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's one or two in there where I'm like, that's pretty sick.
Yeah.
And get if anyone asks, I could be like, oh, it's... Yeah, I collect vinyls and all this.
It's a hit with the ladies.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. They don't mind it.
That was a fucking squeaker.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
That was nice. Ooh.
Smelly?
Nah, that's all right.
It's all right.
Fuck, man. Remember how I always used to talk about the smoko truck?
Yeah.
And how dangerous it is?
Yeah.
And how disgusting the fucking food is.
Yeah, can I have a pinch of filter?
Yeah, bro. Sorry, you don't have to pinch it. You can just have it.
I'm chuffing darts right now.
Yeah, me too. And did I tell you how they got rid of it?
No. But you stopped talking about it, so I kind of assumed they stopped popping by.
She. They got rid of it because it was fucking stupid on their behalf. They said... Oh, yeah. They said our smoko was at 10 o'clock, but then they had the smoko truck coming at 9 o'clock every day.
I always thought that was a bit funky.
Which didn't make any sense, because then, pretty much everyone, if they didn't have food, or even still, an hour before smoko, you're fucking hungry.
Mm.
So you go, oh, I'll just get a little snack from there to kind of tie me over. And then it just ended up everyone was getting, like, a proper smoko feed.
Yeah.
Having a smoko at 9 o'clock, going back to work, and then in like 45 minutes, half an hour, having another smoko. And it got brought up heaps of times. Like, if you buy food from the truck, you have your smoko at 9, or you buy it, put it in the fridge, wait until 10, have your smoko then.
Yeah.
Like, you get one smoko. Which, like, makes sense.
Yeah.
I was never... Oh, to be fair, there was a couple of times where I'd take two smokos, but that was only ever when we were quiet and had no fucking work on.
Yeah, I mean, and if I was in your position, I would.
Yeah, before no
the older
shit.
Cunts are doing it, I'd be like, why would I fucking work?
Yeah, legit, like, fucking, all right, we'll stop work.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so they ended up cancelling it because no one listened and just kept on taking two smokos.
True.
And then one of the boys kicked up a massive fuss about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost every single day would be like, when the fuck are we getting the smoko truck back? If you want us to have smoko out at 10, get the truck to come at 10. Or we change it to 9 o'clock and we get it back at 9 o'clock. And went on for fucking ages. And then they started getting a coffee van in. Like, because they couldn't get that tasty food truck to come at 10.
Right.
It was only a spot for 9.
Mm.
And the office was like, well, we have smoko at 10. So we'll get it to come at 10. So we had, like, coffee trucks coming, and they were terrible.
Yeah.
But they made coffee.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
But they wouldn't have had much else.
Oh, they literally had, like, a few sausage rolls and a few pies.
Yeah.
And maybe, like, muffins.
Yeah.
Whereas the tasty truck has everything.
Feeds.
Like, from, like, dirty pies and burgers
to, true. Like,
fruit salad bowls and shit.
Yeah, nice.
And, like, every single energy drink, Powerades, chocolates, fucking sushi.
Mm.
Like, absolutely everything, which is pretty fucking good.
That's what you want for smoko, dude.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, so that came back on Friday now
because
everyone kicked up a fuss about the coffee vans. They were all like, this is fucking dog shit. Like, that's not a smoko van.
Yeah.
And now the fucking smoko van's back. And it came today and I'd forgotten that it, yeah, at nine.
Yeah.
And I forgot that it was coming back. And I heard the horn and instantly I was like, oh, I'm going to brekkie wrap. And then because it's like you walk up and it's the pie warmers full of all the hot food.
Mm-hmm.
And then you walk around the side and as you walk up to the lady who drives the truck and you pay, it's all the cold stuff. So all the drinks and fucking chockies and stuff. It's like, oh, yeah, get a Red Bull. Like, they've got it set up like IKEA. Like, you've got to walk through everything right. to get to the counter.
True. They're really so trying to suck yous in.
Oh, yeah. But then I bought it, and it wasn't that expensive. $14 for, like, pretty decent-sized brekkie wrap and a Red Bull.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Kind of like servo prices, maybe a little bit cheaper.
Pending how good the brekkie wrap was.
It's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
It was so shit. See, that's
not worth it then.
And then I was like, I was saving so much money when the smoko truck wasn't coming. And I was actually eating good food at work because I'd be making smoko and lunch at home and bringing it in.
Yeah.
I was like, I actually need to just stick to that.
Yeah.
And not fall into that trap again. Well, because you think about it, $14 every day.
Yeah, it's not good.
Adds up to like nearly 70, 75 bucks or something a week.
Yeah.
In a fortnight. That's what, 150 bucks or something.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't sound like a lot, but in perspective, it's like, fuck.
150 bucks extra in your bank account goes a long way.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
can go a very long way depending on what you spend it on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bloody or even just putting it in savings.
But it's almost like an addiction in a way. Getting,
oh, yeah.
Buying smoko at work. Because, like,
mm-hmm.
I never did it for ages. I'd just bring my own smoko, make shit the night before, mm-hmm. bring it in. Like, just wouldn't even touch my keys to go to the smoko, like, to where the boys went. Mm. They'd be like, oh, you want to come, Nath? I'd be like, nah, nah, nah.
Yeah, it's all good. I've got smoko.
I've got food.
Yeah.
And then I started going to just get, like, energy drinks, but I'd, like, eat my food. I'd pop off, be gone for like 10 minutes.
Come back.
Get an energy drink, come back.
Yeah.
Drink it, have a cig. And then started getting food on my little adventures. On top of my smoke I'd already eaten.
Yeah.
And then for a while there, I just started just being like, fuck it. Just go with the boys. Yeah, go with them to smoke it.
Yeah.
Like, dirty food.
Mm.
But fuck. I could not afford to be spending that every day. Like, I was spending 20 bucks on smoko for like a Red Bull or like energy yeah. drink. And then we'd go to this place. They would do like full breakfast meals, dude. Like Eggs Benedict on a little muffin.
Like a proper like breakfast deli.
Baked beans, sausage, bacon, hash brown.
See, that's worth it though.
Oh, yeah. Like I only do it once in a blue moon now too.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking with this smoko truck. Maybe every Friday.
I'll
buy food. I'll treat myself on Friday and buy a smoko.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty fair enough. I'll still bring my own lunch and have my lunch.
Mm.
But then for smoko, I'll, you know, buy a croissant and a fucking energy drink.
Treat yourself.
And that's chill.
Yeah.
Because fuck me, man. Some of the boys at work, like, raid that fucking truck. Like and 2 sausage rolls, a fucking crumb chicken cheese sausage, and then a pie to have at lunch. And they always have deals on, same as servos, like 2 for 7 on drinks or 2 for 6 or whatever. So then they get the 2 drinks. And you see him walking back into the workshop and it's like, fucking hell, man.
You need a hand?
Yeah. Well, like, none of it's good for you.
Yeah, nah.
Like, it's all, like, we call it the yuck truck.
It's not good for the
gut. Everyone buys food from it.
Yeah.
Like, everyone talks about how shit it is and how disgusting it is, but every single person buys food from it. Like, and that's not even an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what you're buying, because it is convenient, you know, a truck rocks up.
Mm.
Go over, pick what you want, that's it.
And especially when everyone else does it.
Mm.
Like, you kind of just get drawn into following the crowd.
Yeah, you do. I guess like what you said, it does become a bit of an addiction. It's almost like something to look forward to while you're working as well.
Yeah. Or you'll be like in the morning, you'd be like, I'm not buying some fucking food.
Oh, I do it every time.
And then it'll get to that point. Mm. Like, fuck it. Yeah, I'm buying food. Fuck it.
What and you don't matter? Think twice about it either.
Yeah.
It's like as soon as it rocks up or it comes to eating, it's like, yeah, I'll buy food.
Yeah.
And then you just go and you do it.
Yeah.
And then you're like, fuck. Like, why'd I do that? But yeah. I bought it now, so I've got to eat it.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like 2 weeks ago, the boys, like they were going to Smoko and I had like a frozen meal in there. Just gonna, you know, cook it up. Got to Smoko time. I was like, fuck this, I'm coming with yous. Literally, that frozen meal's still in the fridge at work. I'm
pretty sure I've still got a frozen meal in the fucking freezer at work from literally like 2 or 3 months ago.
Yeah.
But it's just been like slowly buried at the back, so I don't even see it anymore. But every time I open the fridge, I'm like, I should take that out.
Every time I look at it.
Put it in the bin.
Yeah. I look at it every day.
Why is that so hard to take something out of the fridge and put it in the bin?
Well, the main reason why I don't do it is because if the bin doesn't get emptied that day, it's going to stink.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason why I don't like taking shit out of the fridge.
Yeah. But then it ends up stinking the fridge.
Yeah.
Oh, unless you've got it in like...
in a container.
Yeah, like the seal clipped containers.
It'll just be fucking bussing when you open that bin.
That's probably why I haven't opened mine yet.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the... I've got two in there, and one of them's like Mexican beans and rice. Like, I can't imagine what the stench on that is like at the moment. It's probably... Oh, beans don't really go off, though, because they're like fermented already, aren't they?
Yeah, beans are long-lasting.
Yeah. Could probably eat it tomorrow if I wanted.
Give it a crack, mate.
Nah.
See what happens.
That'll be a one-way ticket to go home.
And then blame it on your legit dinner.
Why are you vomiting? Oh, I ate the Mexican beans and rice I had in the fridge from like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, good times.
Yeah, good times, mate.
I need to hold back on the yuck truck is what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, that's a good call, mate.
Because when it came for the first time again on Friday, I was like, oh, I've got to get something. She's back.
Mm.
Like, you know, it's only right.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like you said, someone mentioned, I think Jesse said, it was like, oh, I'm definitely buying something from the food truck today. And I'd forgotten about it. And I was like, oh, I've got my own food. Like, I'm not going to get anything. And then, yeah, as soon as it rocked up, I was like.
It's just like a light bulb ticks in your head and you're
literally,
just like, bing.
I want that brekkie wrap.
Yeah.
But then it was fucking gross. It's like stale.
Yeah, that's never nice.
Because sometimes you'll get something out of there and it's fresh. You can tell it's been put in that morning. And then sometimes you grab something, take a bite, and you're like, oh, this has been cooking in there for a few days now.
Oh, you don't want that with a brekkie wrap, dude.
Oh, no.
Ugh.
Brother, ugh.
Brother.
Brother, ugh. Yeah.
That day when I left my shit in the fridge and went with the boys real quick, went to Subway. Yeah. Baddie behind the counter.
Usually you get out. Subway, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking $20 meal. Big old foot long.
Subway.
Yeah, drink as well.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it.
Hop in the car, like, say it, Nathan. I'm like, she was fucking smoking.
Do you work at Subway? Because you're giving me a foot long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
I wanted to go back.
Like, should have.
The next day. The boys went back the next week. She wasn't working.
Oh, no.
I'm like, damn.
Maybe you scared her off.
Yeah. No, they reckon she was looking at me more than them. I was like, you know how it is, boys.
Yeah, you were like, I can't help it.
Yeah.
I can't help my magnificent looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a chick magnet, dude.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. You can't help it. It's all a part of the journey.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's enough.
Yeah. Cheers, fellas.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Love you all. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Shooter. say that, mate.